Russ Pleva, 7259 South Cambridge Drive. At one of the last meetings in December, the comment was came from you, Mayor, quote was, it's all about the money. That's what I'm here about. I'm not here about, you know, problems with crime, problems with the environment. I spoke at meetings in 2016 and 2017 and now in 18. This project, the economics, didn't work in 16, didn't work in 17, and still don't work in 18. And the proof is in the pudding. The pictures from March of 16, multiple buildings, looking at the TID, published in September of 2017, photos from another meeting later that year, now looking at November of 17, these are published by the City of Franklin, and what you see here and what you will see with 2018 when the TID finally comes out is the buildings continue to shrink. There's less of them. Their mix has changed because the market conditions changed. The market for this project, when proposed, didn't make economic sense in the timeline that it was developed. It still doesn't today. So what you're going to see here is the project will morph and will continue to change as they struggle to find financing for this. And I would just ask, as you look at this, there hasn't been anything you offered me, Mr. Mayor, to come to the city treasurer's office. I asked, there's nothing to review for the TID yet. It's still in process. 30 days out minimum is what I heard a month ago. One of the things I would just like to request is, where are the economics here? I don't see it. It doesn't make sense. And if this was like the county wheel tax, my numbers, and I ask for you as our government to give us the number. There is a number that you can figure out. You know, she indicated earlier, the earlier speaker came up with her own numbers. I have my own. An average house in the city of Franklin, if this was a special line item on your real estate tax bill, would be a minimum $150 to $300 per year during the TID lifetime. And I could go through my very lengthy calculations, but I'd like to see my city do that. So one of the requests I have today is the city should publish a financial report on what this TID does. It is very unusual to have the amount of apartments and also a Medicare unit if it does go in there as planned. And I say as planned because it is being planned. So if it goes in as planned, what is the cost to the city? That should be published and known to the City of Franklin taxpayers. Also the TID, the costs have gone up from when originally planned in March of 16 to now. So the net is it's gone the wrong direction. Buildings that you can assign value to have gone down. Costs have gone up. And all I ask is I request that the city publish to the taxpayers what this is costing to them. You are correct about talking about the school. It will get more aid, but the net is it will cost the taxpayer something, and this is unusual. I'd also like to see that the city consider parking regulations within walking distance of this project before the stadium is built. That should be at a minimum. I grew up in West Milwaukee near Miller Park my entire lifetime. I'm very familiar with how game days go. There is not enough parking on here. You're making exceptions here with what our normal regulations are. So please enact some kind of parking regulations within walking distance, at least for Franklin, that you have control over. And then I also request, if this is such a great idea, to rezone this area south of Rawson and north of Rawson to PDD 37 zoning, that you give the same courtesy to 76th and Rawson, to the corridor, to Highway 100 in Rawson, and proactively approve that zoning. There's a lot of things being done here without formal approval with allowing the developer to do a lot of things. Give the same other developers that same kind of thing, versus what you will have here is there will be a bias for this project, for the zoning, to exclude other competing projects in that corridor which needs development. So I would say, from a fairness perspective, rezone parcels that you can to the same zoning if it is such a great idea.
In that regard, let me just tell you, I won't let that happen, and I don't know anybody on this common council that will not encourage development in those corridors that you just discussed. So I appreciate your comment.
Well, I'm just going back to the big box dispute on Highway 100 and Loomis. The city enacted regulations to disallow big box. And that's my fear here, is that you will take actions against competing developments once this thing gets going to the benefit of this.
With all due respect, the zoning at Highway 100 and Loomis permits a single building of 150,000 square feet. When Myers was coming in, we modified that for 192,000 for them. So it's not accurate to say that we're excluding
right. Thanks for correcting me. I would just say, just think about rezoning some of this proactively so that the city is not put in an awkward position, because we will have our city money in the TID. There will be a natural bias towards that versus the other development if there's a competing proposal, which might harm the ability to get something inside the district before it happens. And then the last point is the county is out of money. We've heard that more than once. I would like to see the city send a letter to the county requesting that, again, west of Rawson to Highway 100, to build that out, a two-lane county highway, and the traffic studies here don't make any sense. And it's going to be very obvious once we have a first big stadium event. That needs to be addressed, and it should be on record that the county needs to do that. That is not going to be able to handle that volume. So that's all I have.
I agree with you on that. Anyone else?
We're not going to do it until the project's done.
Well, I'll get taken out of the budget. Anyone else? Good evening.
Custra, 8710 West Hawthorne Lane.
Come on. There you go. Thank you.
I'm not so tall.
You can just pull it
all right. Thank you. Better? Okay.
Great.
I cannot speak as succinctly as those before me, but again, as a thorn in your side from Hawthorne Lane, I oppose this project. So far, ballpark, bicycle, Wheel and Sprocket's moving there. That's good. Okay, why can't he leave it at that? The stadium, for many purposes, is bad. Noise, traffic, and light pollution in particular to us and to our quality of life there. And then the water in the well situation, I'm really afraid of that. We've been in that home for 49 years, and yes, the county has monitored it, but okay, so they monitor, they come and test the take your water sample. We don't get results for 3 months. So, and Mr. Zimmerman didn't seem real interested in continuing that, even every 6 months. So, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Anyone else? Mr. Kerner, good evening.
Dale Kerner, 8630 West Hawthorne Lane, Franklin, Wisconsin. I guess my first question is, what does Franklin have to gain by this? You can answer that later. And will the city have the moral courtesy to post that this is a hazardous waste site that the kids will be playing in? And there was some contention about the berm among, you made it sound like the neighbors. I guess originally we were told that they could not build a berm on 76th Street because the weight of the berm would disrupt the landfill itself. And the Jason area back to me, you know, there's this myth out there that it's just dead trees under there. I've walked back there every time they've dunked something up there, and there's 5 gallon buckets of something oozing out. It's not dead trees, believe me. So, again, I'd like to know what Franklin has to gain by this. I just don't see anything in it. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Anyone else? Yes, ma'am. Good evening. Oh, you broke it.
Stephanie Lawrence, 6541 Hillridge Drive, Greendale. I just want to say that I'm also opposed to this. I know some of the other speakers have already touched on the environmental issues. There's definitely a lot of noise and light issues that come from the rock currently. And if it is expanded, I think those are just going to get worse. We constantly have noise issues at my house and my neighbors as well. I mean, our windows rattle, and I mean, they're just little summer concerts at the umbrella bar right now. I can't even imagine what it's going to be like if you have a stadium with concerts. But beyond that, I guess I want to touch on the traffic issues. I've gone through the TIAs that are available thus far, and looking at what those reports state, if this project moves forward and is built in its entirety and nothing is done to update the road systems near and around the facility, there will be traffic issues. I can almost guarantee that. I do this for a living. You when you're doing traffic engineering, you look at what's being built, if it's restaurants, fast food, theaters, sports parks, whatever it is, there's trip generations that you have to look at. And they tell you how many cars you are expected to come in the area. And based on the current infrastructure that's near where the Rock or Ballpark Commons is going to be built, it's not going to handle the huge amount of traffic that is going to come. I mean, we've seen events already held at the Rock right now. They don't have enough parking to handle big events. Our neighborhood has been parked up. I have pictures when he had the mud run at the facility. And our whole subdivision was parked up both sides. People were blocking driveways. They walked down the middle of the road like it was the sidewalk. They didn't care about the people who lived there. Emergency responders wouldn't be able to get through if they had to. So now you want to build a 4,000-seat stadium, increase the amount of traffic, and not enough parking again. Where are all these people going to go? There's going to be big traffic issues, 76th Street, Loomis, Rawson, 92nd, 84th. Things need to be done, and the traffic needs to be taken into account. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anyone else? Anyone else? Mr. Solansky.
Scott Solansky, 8565 South 68th Street, Franklin, Wisconsin, and I'm just a little confused. The property that's going to be developed by Mr. Zimmerman, the county is selling that to Mr. Zimmerman. You made the comment that these monitoring of methane and everything else was based on what the county wants to do. Once, and again, I'm not a legal expert. Maybe I can get some help. Once the county sells that to that developer, that is now no longer county property, and therefore, to say that, well, it's because it's an agreement between the developer and the county, I don't see how that is appropriate. What I'm getting at, all right, is that this council is for this development. We come here, we understand that, but we just want to voice our frustrations. I know, and you were at that planning commission, Mr. Mayor, that someone from Hawthorne stood up with a letter from the Wisconsin DNR stating that the developer would monitor the wells. Mr. Zimmerman sat there, and he said, I don't remember I got to do that. I have read the county's developer's agreement, and it has some areas of which I may not agree with. What I'm asking this council to do for the citizens of Franklin, because this is a Franklin TIF district, is to create a developer's agreement that protects the citizens of Franklin and the citizens of Greendale from an environmental issue. I would like to see in that particular developer's agreement, not only is it every 6 months that you require the water, make it every 2 months or 1 month. How would each one of you feel that after 6 months, a monitoring of the well was found and there was carcinogens in there? All right? These are talking about things that can cause some very bad diseases. I have talked with numerous people, and this particular landfill is quiet. Okay? Everybody knows what's going on. Everything is under control. When you start digging and prodding, all right, you might be opening up Pandora's box, and once it's open, you're not going to get that genie back in. All I'm asking, and you know from past reports, when they were doing drilling, there was methane escaping that required the people doing the drilling not to go by those drills for 2 weeks. All I'm asking again, and I'm repeating myself, is this council at least look at some of the issues regarding keeping the residents safe from environment. I don't know if you're aware of it, and I'm sure you're not, but there is a report called the 2016 Annual Operation Monitoring and Maintenance Report for the Franklin Landfill. In that report, the county had gone over and above monitoring the wells, and they're also monitoring methane and the residents of Hawthorne in their sump pumps. All right? Since you're not aware of it, I'm bringing it out to you, that should be included in your developer's agreement that the monitoring of the methane at their sump pumps is continued. Because if it's not, this no longer is county property. They're wiping their hands of it. They're not going to be paying for that monitoring. All right? And the last thing is that from a financial standpoint, I think many of you has been brought up numerous times that there was the county, the Cudahy ice port. That ice port, and I've got the information here, and please be feel free to contact Cudahy. All right, they had this 12-month, year-round thing for the ice port. They got naming rights from PowerAid, which is a subdivision of Coca-Cola. They had a half a dozen other main big-name companies were going to put advertising in there. All right, they started, and after 3 months, the developer went bankrupt. And not only did the developer went bankrupt, there were millions of dollars of foreclosure of what the vendors had done. All I'm asking is that this is a $100 million TIF district. This is a TIF district. You have no idea. You've never done this before. When you do this developer's agreement, don't give us the answer, well, that's because of the agreement with the county. What we're saying is it's your district. You put the developer's agreement in there. You put extra stuff, checks and balances, dot your I's, cross your T's, and make sure that your citizens aren't going to get sick and die. Thank you.
Anyone else? Mr. Plevin.
Russ Plevin, 7259 South Cambridge Drive. Just to follow up on his thought, the development agreement I saw had BPC County Land LLC. All I would ask to the city attorney is to that point, if an LLC files bankruptcy, there'll be no money to solve this issue. If you can make sure that the land south of Rawson is included in any kind, if it is a separate LLC, that it's crossed so that if there is a shortfall, you just can't exclude the landfill, that there is a right to go back on the stuff south of Rawson. That's all I would ask. Thank you.
Anyone else? All right, we're not going to do six rounds tonight, okay?
No.
So unless there's anybody else new who hasn't spoken, okay, this is it.
I just wanted to address about the schools. I've sat on a school governance council for MPS for 8 years now with a building that actually has three separate schools in it. So you can imagine our budget and trying to balance our budget. It is a long and tedious process every year. We also started a new school not that long ago. So imagine what our budget needed to be to get all new material in a foreign language, not in English.
Hey, Joy.
Yeah.
What's the point?
The point is that to say, when Dana was talking about $7,000 per child, actually that's a very low estimate. On average, a low average to educate a child today is at least $10,000. So think about the $10,000 and the 400 apartments you're talking about.
Thank you. All right, since you're it.
Yeah. Hi, good evening. Cora Mushtaba, 850 West Houghton Lane. I've been attending these meetings for quite a while, but it seems like that Common Council has actually made up their mind, and doesn't matter what we will say, it's going to be...
Well, let me interrupt you. I'm going to be real clear. The project is approved for development. Now all we're doing is working out the details. So standing up saying you're opposed...
Doesn't matter.
It's exactly. Been approved. So
right. Sure.
I just want to put that back on the table, but we do listen to what you have in terms of additional issues and suggestions, absolutely.
Okay,
but
sure.
To say you're opposed doesn't work.
Okay, no, that's why I didn't start my conversation with that sentence. So, fine, it's done. I was just, like, a couple of questions which you could clarify. Basically, there was a point when the city would actually own the land, and developer would come in, and then they would actually build up on it.
Absolutely not.
Okay, so there was
never
any...
an instance where the city would own the land.
Okay, so that $1 land sale, what was that?
Never on the radar screen.
Okay, so who would own the
it
land?
It may have been under a previous mayor, but it's not under this one.
Okay, so who would, after the development, would own the land?
Mr. Zimmerman and his group is going to own the land.
Okay, when did he own that land? From
I don't know that he's closed on it yet, but they have an agreement with the county.
We're waiting for this developer's everything to be finalized here, and then the
okay, so
will
but before
everything.
Him owning the land, who owned the land?
The county.
Oh, county. So that's sorry. That's not the city, but the county. That's what I meant. Okay, so could somebody else own it as well?
You want to buy it?
Yeah, that's. I mean, in $1, obviously, I want to buy it.
No.
Everybody
would
buy. So, how much would it be?
The county is asking for what was it, $880,000?
Yeah.
For it, and they're getting net credit.
So, okay, so if the neighbors would come forward and give you that money, would we be able to actually?
You'd have to buy it from Mr. Zimmerman, and I guarantee you the price is a lot higher because of the investment he's made over the last few years.
So that's my point. So basically, he has because of that, like you have to actually make that decision. So,
hey, if you want to make a run at it, God bless you. Go ahead.
And the cost of the methane.
Okay. Yeah, I know. That's obviously would be the argument to actually justify that.
If you want to do it, go ahead. I'm all for it.
Okay.
We solve a lot of our problems.
All right. So basically, the decision is done. Deal. There's nothing can be done about this. Like, doesn't matter what we say and do about it. So,
standing up and saying you're opposed doesn't help. If you have some particular issue,
those issues has been said many times before. So,
well, thank you. I appreciate you saying
thank
that.
Thank you.
But we don't. Yeah. But okay. If there's something that we're not aware of that hasn't, by all means. I mean,
all right.
We're tonight. Hopefully, in a little bit here, we're going to go to work on a developer's agreement. It's probably 40 pages long, and so we got lots of work to do yet on this development.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Mayor and the rest of the council.
All right, since we all agreed that was the last speaker, I will close the public, except for one. You want to read the letter into the record from Mr. Sobosinski?
We're requested to put this into the record, so I can't assert any validity while I'm saying it. I'm just reading it as requested. Hi, Mayor and Alderman Matt Sobosinski, 8750 West Hawthorne Court. I'm unable to attend tonight. Can you please read my comments into record? 2 years ago, Ballpark Commons claimed financially the stadium needed the apartments and that the apartments required the stadium. The presentation also had a reputable retail/apartment developer with a proven history. Franklin was not spending any public money or allowing development prior to a fully approved project with a number of requirements. Today, the apartment and reputable developer have abandoned this development. DNR and the Common Council have still been telling me that there is no official project submitted. After 2 years, what has changed that the public spending would occur prior to an approved project? I've heard rumors of a senior living community being part of the plan. Has this been included 2 years ago? Had this been included 2 years ago? Would the Common Council approve? Please stop wasting Franklin's resources, time, and money on projects that will end up in a landfill. Thank you for your time and my apologies for being unable to attend.
And again, that's Matt Sobosinski's words, not verified by the city.
Yeah.
Okay. Having that, we will close the public citizens' comment period. We move on to Tax Incremental District 5. Is there a motion to enter closed section?
So moved.
Wait.
You got to read it.
This is what's
wrong. Yeah. A motion to.
Okay. Is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 1985 sub 1 sub e to deliberate upon a tax incremental district number 5, plan development district 37? We know it as the Rock Sports Complex Ballpark Commons development agreement, the negotiation of agreement terms and investing of public funds in relation thereto for competitive and bargaining reasons, and to reenter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters discussed therein as it deems appropriate.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Liberti, please call the roll. Roll call.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
I did arrive.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
You didn't say I
arrived.
And for the record, Alderman Taylor arrived at about 6:40. 6:50, I'm sorry.
Yeah, 6:50.
6:51.
Okay, we voted to go into closed session. We're here in closed session. All of those not party to this matter, please take your things and vacate the premises.